From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier on really what has been the busiest day so far for the Jaguars crew in Indy. Head coach Gus Bradley addressed the media earlier. We were both in there. He'll join us in just a moment on Jaguars.com Live. But just briefly, what did you gather from Gus earlier today?
Well, it's been a frenzied 20-25 minutes talking to Gus on the side and then listening to him on the podium. He said basically what you'd expect him to say in an event like this. He was asked about Blake Bortles, expressed an awful lot of confidence in Blake about him being the guy for the future, which he is. I asked him some about the offense. The coaching staff has been together and is in the process with Greg Olsen, Nathaniel Hackett, Doug Marrone, of sort of putting together what this offense is going to be. And he said he has a lot better feel for what it's going to be. He mentioned that they're trying to get some things into the offense that are sound likes, I think was the word that he used. So trying to figure out a way to make it easier for this transition for the younger players who are having to relearn an offense, a lot of them a second offense in two NFL off seasons. I asked him, is it what you want? Meaning, is it this run first and be able to pass off of that? And he said, I certainly hope so. You know, this was off to the side. So that's what they're still gearing toward. And it sounds like it's still a process where they're figuring out exactly what they have, the strengths that they can use. And he got into some more details that we can get into later.
And it was the first time for a lot of media outside of Jacksonville to question Gus Bradley about the hiring of Marrone, which was a big deal at the time, and Greg Olsen and some of those new names in here.
And he said again, and this is a topic that I think people nationally don't get, and maybe if you don't know Gus, you don't quite get. He said the whole thing with Buffalo with Marrone really didn't come up. It didn't concern him that much. Yeah. He got to know Doug on a different level before he really started thinking of exactly what he might be on the staff. And I think by the time that he got to the point where he was envisioning what Doug was going to mean for the staff, I think he sort of knew Doug enough, and he didn't really care that much about getting into the details of Buffalo. That's Doug's thing. What he wants from Doug for the Jaguars doesn't have much to do with that. So Gus has a lot of confidence in him. It's his staff, so you go with it.
Busy day in the media center today. It's quarterback day, wide receiver day, and running back day. And the wide receivers have been the ones that have come in earlier today. No quarterbacks yet, but Winston, Mariota, and all the rest are scheduled to speak to the media today. And that'll be the big storyline nationally today.
Yeah, nationally, that's the deal. We talked to Titans people and Bucks people about those guys yesterday. Yep. And today's their chance to come in. I don't know really how much the draft Knicks are going to learn at this event about where those guys are going to go. I still think Winston's going to be locked in at the number one spot. I can't help but think that's going to be how it is. And then Mariota's going to fluctuate based on how a few teams feel about him. I think the thing we'll find out today, people will be asking very specifically Winston and Mariota, are you going to throw? There's been talk and reports they're both going to throw here at the combine. You know, again, we'll see what they say. You would think once they say it one way or the other to the national media, they'll follow through on it. So we'll find out about that issue today.
Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank from Lucas Oil Stadium, the media center at the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. Gus Bradley is en route to our location here in just a moment. He'll join us right here on Jaguars.com Live. In fact, he's right here right now. Gus Bradley's with us. Hey, Gus, what's up?
You got live enthusiasm, huh,
yeah,
JP?
Apparently. This is always an interesting day to – because people go different ways to find out answers. They prod you with questions you might not know is coming, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of those questions that popped up, you know, at they come out of left field. But really good questions. I mean, Jacksonville, our team, has really stirred up a lot of interest. And people are talking about it and how we're putting this thing together and really the vision that we have. So great questions.
I asked you a few minutes ago where your mindset is as you come into this combine compared to the last two. And you always sort of reset your thinking and figure out how you're going to approach your next step in this in your life. Where are you right now?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you know, we hired some new staff members, so putting that together. But anytime you come to the combine, you're looking to, you know, we obviously we have some money out there as far as free agency, and that's no news, no new news anyway. But I think it's important to still get the right people in here. Mm-hmm. And, I think Dave and his staff have done a great job. We brought in, what, 7 free agents, I think, last year over the years, and they all had great assets to them and really helped our team. So we got to still make wise decisions. As far as the team, I think that's why the importance of continuity. You say, hey, it's important to have continuity for the players. Well, that's what they're counting on us this year. The continuity, say, hey, the message isn't going to change. This is how we approach it. We believe in it, and we trust the process, and it's going to get us to the results. Now, everybody says, well, when are we going to start seeing those results? But that's the beauty of it all. I think, you know, many of our players, they've got an understanding of us and what we're trying to do. And like, say, for example, defensively, 2 years ago, it was football 101. This year, it should be football 501. You know, I think that now they understand the concepts. You can take it to another level, and that can help us make that next step. And, you know, I think as individuals, we saw guys play at high levels. But I think now as a team, we need to play at a high level, and we need to do it consistently.
You mentioned free agency. Do you have the list with you, or do we get that from Dave?
Is that? Yeah. That's right. You get that from Dave.
Okay. All right.
We'll ask him tomorrow. Let's go social now on Twitter at Justin Freiberg asking you, Coach, what part of the combine process do you pay the most attention to? Is it on the field? Is it the interview room? Is it somewhere else?
Well, I mean, every piece that you're involved in, it adds to the pieces of the puzzle. So, I mean, obviously the tape is first and foremost. You got to be able to evaluate that. But these 15-minute interviews that you have, you know, you try to find out maybe one or two things specifically. Mm-hmm. And then you have them on the field. You like to see them, how they compete in a situation where there's a lot of eyes on them. So all of them are really, really important. But, you know, I think position group-wise, what we do is we try to get our assistant coaches on the field. Mm-hmm. So we try to take even more advantage of it. Like a guy like Doug Marone will be working with the offensive line. So he can kind of get a better feel for them than up in the stands as we're watching them, you know, really how they're trying to attack that specific drill.
Is it difficult at all? There's so much focus and thought about free agency. So I'm sure you're having those conversations as well. To sort of balance that at the combine, because the combine is very much about both, in a sense.
It is. I think, you know what, and that's where Dave, you know, like I said, has done an outstanding job, you know, because he's really, it's a balancing act for him. You know, this free agency, and we've had great meetings defensively. We'll start up on offensively next week, but we have a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. Now we just, you know, we need to wait and see. First, you know, our own players, and, you know, as our coaches watch them and evaluate them, how we have a place for them and how they fit into our scheme. And then as well as, you know, players on different teams.
Do you feel good that you can get better where you want to in free agency?
Yeah, I think that without a doubt. Our philosophy is to build primarily through the draft. And, you know, that's really our focus. But as we've had seen success before in those seven guys mm-hmm. that have come in and been very good for us, you know, look at the defensive line. You know, the acquisition of, you know, Ziggy and Red and Clem. And next thing you know, we built it up to where we had over 40 sacks. You know, so, again, a piece of the puzzle. Now we just need to, you know, really bring in new pieces like that to add to the competition and really challenge one another to take this to another level.
Let's go to the last Twitter question now, at Hodari11 asking, what's the most important thing you try to find out while interviewing the player? You said it's 15 minutes. It's not a lot of time. But this is the event where last year you saw Aaron Colvin in the hall and said, hey, we didn't forget about you. There's that kind of stuff
right.
that happens.
I think, you know what, and then the scouts get a chance to talk. Dave get a chance to talk to him. I get a chance to talk to him. You know, Greg Olson, you know, is in there. He gets a chance to talk to him. So now you divide that up mm-hmm. into 15 minutes. You know, it's 3-4 minutes for each guy. So I think you're just trying to get the player to be real. You're trying to find out as much you can about them in a short period of time. And, I mean, these guys, they get a lot of practice with their agents. So I think we're trying to just, you know, take that sense of anxiety away from them so we can find out in a short period of time really what makes this person tick.
You talked on the podium, and we talked a few minutes ago about the process of getting the offense installed and where you're at with it. But our fans watching now haven't really seen that. Where are you at with it, and do you like – where the offense in terms of installation is right now?
Sure. I do. I think, you know, we've hired, first of all, you know, some of the core coaches that we had in place, developmental coaches, the Jerry Sullivans, the Ron Middletons, Frank Selfos, you know, those guys are in place, and that's great because they're really, truly very good developmental coaches. And then with the addition of four other, you know, staff mm-hmm. members that, you know, all have coordinator experience. And I think that, you know, with Ole in charge of all of it, he's got good flexibility. He's versatile. He's adaptable. So really now, after analyzing our players and see what they do well, we can adjust offensively what we want to do that really is to their strengths. Rather than bringing in a coach that says, hey, this is my offense, this is all I do, we don't have the players to do it, we got to get new players in. You know, I just didn't think that would be very good for us in the direction we wanted to go. And that's one of Ole's strongest traits. So we're making very good progress on that. They're excited about the guys that are in place. Obviously, we need to bring in more pieces to add to that. But they're excited about it.
And there's time to get this done before. I mean, it seems like such a monumental thing to have this done by the time you're ready to go in April. But it can be done.
Oh, it can be done. Yeah, I think Dave and I talked about we're right on pace. Like I said, they got a great feel for things. You know, defensively, we have a great idea where we're going with free agencies and how that's going to fit together. Offensively, the same thing. We'll just finalize it maybe more in the next couple days after the combine. But, yeah, we're right on pace and we're ready to go.
Now, I assume you've had a chance at some point to look at the entire season last season to sort of digest that. Anything stand out after being able to digest that and sort of figure out what
well,
you were seeing?
Well, I think that one of the big things shows up is that we saw guys develop at different stages. You know, for example, on Allen Robinson versus Amar Casely, we saw great development, and maybe at different stages through the season. So we did a good job developing these players. Now we need to develop as a team and almost to form that brotherhood, you know, where they're playing for each other. But in order to do that, you got to know exactly what's asked of you and what your job entails, and then that can spread through the team. I think that's another step for us as a team to take.
And that's what makes the free agency part of this a little challenging, too. You're bringing in new guys that weren't in that room before. You got to make sure they're a good fit.
And that's very important. You know, that can come along, believe in what we're building, believe in the culture, and take on this challenge like we all have.
You talked about Blake in there a minute, and, of course, everybody wants to know quarterback. You were very supportive, enthusiastic about him. What have you seen? And again, once you have a chance to digest everything that happened last season, your thoughts on him as you go into it now?
Well, I think that last year, and now seeing he had a chance to go through it for a year, and, you know, what an unbelievable experience for him. The thing about Blake is I think we're seeing is, you know, we felt like he was very competitive during the season, but this off season, what we're hearing, some of the feedback we're getting, he's taking it to another level. And, you know, working with a guy in mechanics to throwing with certain quarterbacks to learning nutrition to dealing with players as far as what's their routine that are in the league. And he's going after it now. And I'm so pleased about that. Excited to hear how it's going with him. And but he is, I think he's saying, okay, been there, done that. I know what that year's about. Now let's take this thing to another level. And he's competing like crazy to do that.
Gus, we appreciate your time on a busy day. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gus.
Head Coach Gus Bradley joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Combine coverage continues this week. One more day live here on Jaguars.com. Behind-the-scenes coverage and more, including national guests and perspective of the number three pick, all right here on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, our thanks to Gus Bradley. He's running around the media center. He's about to jump on with the CBS Sports guys behind us.
Kind of down today, Gus.
Yeah,
kind of lethargic.
You know, he's got to really bring some more energy, okay?
He missed his coffee this morning, evidently.
Apparently so. No, and this is always a good day for him just to get back out in the in a national scene. It doesn't happen a lot in Jacksonville, just the way the team has gone the last few years. So, but the response is always positive when he's out in that
Match. Well, and I asked him a little bit, you know, he's always so intent on knowing what he wants his message to be and knowing where he's at in the process that he's involved with, which is building the Jaguars. And I think he realizes that when he says next step, fans want to hear what does next step mean? Well, they want next step to mean more wins, and everybody does, and he does too. And he's also very conscious of making sure that the players are still hearing the message that he wants them to hear, and that they stay on track in the way he's wanting to build. So I think it's a little bit of a balance this year. I mean, he's talking about next step, and players realize they have to win more. So the challenge that he's got is, okay, let's accomplish that goal, but let's not start sending mixed messages where people are going, well, what are we doing? What's he saying?
Right.
So I think that's where he is, and interesting to hear him talk about free agency. The next couple of weeks, early March, very interesting times for this franchise.
And from everything you hear, it sounds like the Jags are going to be very, very busy in the first few days of free agency with all that, the most money to spend of every
cash money, baby.
Cash money. You've seen those reports all over. So it'll be a busy week. that second week of March coming up. We'll have all the coverage of that, of course, right here on Jaguars.com as well. So far today, Ray Farmer, Browns GM, spoke earlier today. It was his first real public press conference since the texting scandal, and he took responsibility for it today and apologized to the owner and is expecting some type of something from the league. He wouldn't say what. Doesn't want to
won't be good.
Throw it out there. Probably won't be good, though. Yeah. But that was his first. That was probably the biggest press conference this morning was that.
Right.
Some others have spoken as well. Tom Coughlin was going right after Gus Bradley today. Elway's a little later today. Dan Quinn's first comments nationally is the Atlanta Falcons head
coach.
And
the big splash news will be this afternoon when the quarterbacks come
in. That's right.
I mean, that'll be what people are talking about. As we said before, I don't really expect there to be a whole lot of movement in terms of, oh, wow, Jameis Winston. They'll both be asked, guess what? Should you be the top pick in the draft? And they'll both say yes. And they'll both be asked where they're visiting and or who they're talking to, and they'll both say everybody.
Right.
And then we'll sort of move on, and you hear a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And I expect after the combine, neither one of these guys, I don't think, can change their stock very much. I think they both are what they are. And the big news today, I think, is, will they both throw? We'll see.
Yeah, the question is still out for one of those two. Mariota said he's going to throw, but Winston's the question.
Yeah, and I think might be some drama there. I mean, they might know that he needs something to say in this room today. That'll be the story. So good for him. Good for him giving us a story. That's what he's all about, right?
Thank you, James. We appreciate
that's right.
It needs something to write about today. Well done, John.
Thank you, JP.
Season tickets. Get them now. Get more in 2015. Become a Jags season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Visit Jaguars.com or call 633-2000 right now and speak to a representative. Our thanks to head coach Gus Bradley for joining us live in Indianapolis today. John Osier as well, Jaguars.com senior writer, has a busy day already and a busy day ahead. Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh here on site, all the guys back at the stadium in Jacksonville. For everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from Lucas Oil Stadium.